Hare Krishna. Don't confuse your humanity with your spirituality. We all as human beings have something distinct which raises us above the other living beings within the creation, within existence. Even atheistic, materialistic worldviews recognize that we humans are the pinnacle of evolution. So now where does this distinctiveness come from? So some people say that this is just the materialistic worldview holds that this is just a product of the complexity of our brains. But then with the complexity of the brain, we cannot even explain basic material, even the phenomena of consciousness, what to speak of the developed consciousness that characterizes human beings. So there is the worldview in certain religions which ascribes consciousness to the soul. But then certain religious traditions, they hold that only human beings have souls, and other living beings, they don't have souls, or they have different souls. They have souls of a different category, and because those souls are of a different category, so for example, in the Christian tradition, they hold that there are different kinds of souls. According to one school of thought, there are vegetative souls which are present in plants, and then there are sentient souls, and then there are rational souls, and the soul which possess rationality, that is present only in humans. So the other souls are not really considered souls in that sense. So now here, by such a worldview, our spirituality and our humanity are equaled. So rather than recognizing that our spirituality comes from our spiritual essence, our soul, here the spirituality and the humanity are conflated together. The Bhagavad Gita doesn't make such a mistake. Bhagavad Gita explains that the body is like a dress and the soul is who we essentially are. And in the human form, the covering on the soul is less, and that's why the soul's consciousness is more manifested than in other species. If we see the characteristics of consciousness, awareness of one's surroundings, the capacity to experience emotions, these are present even in the lower species. Yes, the lower species may not have the reasoning capacity that we have, but that is more a difference in the capacity of consciousness than in entirely the nature. So what is actually a difference in quality should not be mistaken as a difference in category. Yes, their consciousness is less developed, our consciousness is more developed. But it is the same consciousness that is there on a continuum. In humans it is much more, in animals it's lesser. So the Bhagavad Gita states in 2.22, Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya navani grihnati naro parani yatha sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani sanyati navani dehi. So it says, Vasamsi jirnani yatha vihaya. Vasamsi jirnani. Just as when we give up the vastra, when we give up a dress, what happens? Yatha vihaya. We give up that dress. And then, Navani grihnati naro parani. We take up a new dress. Yatha sharirani vihaya jirnani. Similarly, we give up an old dress, old body, and we take up a new body. Navani. We attain a new body. So basically this body is just like a dress. So whether it's an animal dress or a human dress, it's just a dress for the soul. And that's why sometimes even animals may exhibit spiritual consciousness. The soul has earlier been in a human body and then later has fallen to animal body because of some reason. The soul, that animal exhibits spiritual interest, spiritual inclinations. And that is not just a miracle of God. Yes, it is a miracle of God in the sense that it is not usually seen, but that is also because of the potential of the soul, which is always present in the body and which is now expressed in this situation, in this exceptional situation. So often when we think only we humans are spiritual, in the sense that we have a special kind, we have only we alone have souls, or we have special kind of souls, then we end up having an anthropocentric worldview. Anthropocentrism is to think that we humans are the center of the world, and with this anthropocentric worldview, we actually despiritualize, dehumanize, and desacralize the rest of creation. We start treating animals and plants and everything else in nature as existing only for our purpose. And this is a very destructive view, exploitative and destructive view of nature. To avoid such a view, if you see that, oh, I might this animal which I want to slaughter and eat, I might have been this animal in my previous life. So let me not kill it. We get a more sanctified, a more spiritualized, a more humane view of nature when we understand that they too are all souls like we are. So Krishna says that in the 13th chapter, that when he's talking about how the soul, same spiritual quality is present in all living beings. He talks about how idha bhuta prathak bhavam ekastham anupashyati tad eva cha vistaram brahma sampadyate tada. So he says that bhuta prithak bhavam, different living beings have different natures. Idha bhuta prithak bhavam kastham anupashyati, although there are different bodily natures, but still ekastham anupashyati, one sees oneness in all of them. Tad eva cha vistaram, there is one spiritual nature which is manifested differently in all these living beings. Brahma sampadyate tada, such a person, brahma sampadyate, such a person attains spiritual vision. So spiritual vision means not conflicting our humanity with our spirituality, but seeing spirituality as the thread of unity that links together all of existence, all living beings as parts of the same spiritual family. Thank you. Hare Krishna.